you're hearing this, it means you've just finished the introduction, which means you started, which means you're here. And before we go any further, I want to tell you what this is, because you're going to find one of these after every single chapter in this book. And I want you to know what you're walking into. It's just me talking to you. No summary, no polish. Just the conversation I'd want to have with you if we were sitting across from each other right now. So consider this our first one. How are you doing? Honestly. Because I know what some of you are thinking. I'm fine. I'm motivated. I'm ready. Let's go. And I believe you. Right now in the first chapter, that's real. But I also know what the rest of you are thinking. I've started things before. I know. I've been here. Chapter one energy. Big feelings. And then week three happens and I'm right back where I started. I know. And I'm not gonna tell you that this time is different because you read a different book. That would be insulting your intelligence. And I'm not interested in doing that. Here's what I'm gonna tell you instead. The problem was never that you ran out of motivation. Motivation always runs out. It's built that way. It shows up at the beginning, makes a speech, and then sends a postcard from Bali around week three. The problem was that you didn't have anything underneath it when it left. That's what this book builds, not motivation. Something quieter. Something that doesn't need to feel like anything to keep going. The "but I will" error is not about waiting until you want to. It's about going anyway. Even when you don't. Even when the flat Tuesday looks exactly like the flat Monday, and nothing is different, and the cursor is just sitting there. Especially then. You don't need to feel ready. You just need to still be deciding. And you are. You're here.